So in its first season, Hulu's restaurant drama The Bear, based and filmed right here in Chicago, was about inheritance, avoidance, and grief. Centers was Carmen Carmi Brizzato doing nothing with his dead brother's struggling Chicago sandwich shop, which meant a slow downward slide toward bankruptcy and failure. Now, season two becomes a different kind of show, a season with its own set of questions and preoccupations. Still a series about inheritance, ambition, and how the history of family pain can turn those two things into competing forces. The Bear's 10-episode second season relies on one of TV's most underused story arcs, and that's a bunch of caring, flawed people who come together to rebuild something they all love. Now, this enjoyable cast of characters and the actors that play them include Liza Colon Zayas. Hi, Liza. How are you?
Hello, David. How you doing?
I am great. Thank you for joining us. Now, I know you grew up in the Bronx, so Liza, you must have had a favorite sandwich shop in when you were growing up.
Favorite sandwich shop? You know what? The bodegas, they have, our delis, they have this thing called chopped cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
The gooey, delicious steak sandwiches, our version that, I don't know, Mr. B.
but I know you experienced, obviously, many times Mr. Beef here in Chicago. So, I mean, there's nothing like it, though, right?
No. They're on the map. I kid.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. But I'll tell you, I know Mr. Beef because I grew up here in Chicago. I think it became famous initially. Jay Leno used to talk about it all the time when he did his shows from here. He'd have Mr. Beef catered it on stage. But this series really, really put this place on the map, didn't it?
I'm a New Yorker, so I know that Mr. Beef is epic in Chicago. But I will apologize to them if they are being harassed due to us. But it's all love. It's all love. You know, they inspired Chris Storr on,
Yeah, no question. Well, the creator of this series has been best friends with the owner of Mr. Beef since childhood. So this series comes out of a lifelong friendship and a love for this business itself, right?
Absolutely. And, Chris and his sister, Courtney, I mean, they know this life so completely. And, their love is, I can't put words to it. So it's mad respect. And, I love them both so much for their generosity and their authenticity and wanting to bring humanity to people in these kitchens who are normally on TV just being props. Mm-hmm. And so for that, them and I'm sure many, clearly, many restaurant hospitality workers are grateful.
Well, and I know the owners, I've never watched an episode of the series, which I find fascinating, but also they've gotten, seriously busier from tourists and even people who live in Chicago since the show premiered. But what I love is the work ethic behind it, because he said he doesn't want to be distracted from running this almost 60-year-old beef stand, right?
Yeah. I mean, Carmi is right on point. It's, I personally, I'm like, wow, you guys really love this. Mm-hmm. You love this panic, this adrenaline, this grease.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I love grease too, don't get me wrong. But, it's just, as a theater actor, and I've worked in kitchens. I washed dishes when I was in college. I worked the breakfast line where I had to be there at 6 a.m., But I was a waitress. I never was good at it.
Okay.
I had my eye on the prize. I knew that I wanted to be an artist, a theater artist. I consider all of us artists, those who work in the kitchen. And so it's just a different kind of wow. It's fascinating to me, the the addiction, or a different kind of addiction, I have it to that ticking machine and the stress and the choreography and the sweat. I'm like, all due respect.
But you have kids and grandkids, so you know, like, working in the service industry like this really kind of formulates who you are as a human being. It's almost like you have to do that work and work your way up to really help you in whatever you do in life. If you do that and continue to do that in life, that's one thing. But working in the restaurant business and that service industry really does help you grow and who you become, right?
Absolutely. And I think that with the bear, I that's what I love about this show, on top of many other things, is to show, two things. This family, you brought up that I'm a mom and a grandma, and but so many of these workers are not seeing their families. This is their made family. They're spending more time there just to get by, and than they ever can with their families. So, in that way, this made family, and the ability to now dream and grow, and move out of your comfort zone, is what I love. One of some of the things that I love, that they've given all of the characters an opportunity in the second season to, for the audiences to witness fuller.
Well, it's funny, before we jump into the character in the new season, let's talk about you, Liza, because born in New York, the Bronx, and you actually put a one-woman show together off-Broadway early on about your life as a Latina woman growing up in the 70s and 80s. So you kind of embraced acting and this acting world pretty early on in life, didn't you?
Well, I knew from childhood, being the youngest of five, like getting attention was going to be the
Yes.
thing. But always wanting to play make-believe. And then when I became a part of Labyrinth Theater Company, that I'm still a part of 30 years later, they encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone. They encouraged me to write and do things that, normally I was told I'm neither fish nor fowl. And they pushed me to write and explore and create these one-woman shows. I don't do them anymore. I don't want to keep apologizing to my family members, putting our business out in the street. But I just want to act opposite other people. And I like you mentioned, flawed characters. I'm attracted to, or I've learned to love writing that is messy and complicated, and that forces me
A challenge.
to challenge and to not judge. And so, the difference with the bear is that, it ekes out a little bit, but I know that these writers, that Chris, that Joanna, that they are gonna eke out a little bit of information at a time, but that it's gonna all come together, is that we are all, fully layered, complicated people.
All right, we are talking to Liza Colon Zayas from Hulu's The Bear, and there's more when we come back here on 720 WGN. Talking the Bear's second season on Hulu with Liza Colon Zayas. I have to say, when you first shot this pilot, it was shot at actually Mr. Beef. I mean, now it's at CineSpace, which so many Chicagoans know, such great productions come out of there. But what was it like actually being in that shop for the original pilot?
It's
Chaos.
stunning. I miss having an actual walk-in freezer to walk into when it gets super hot and steamy. To be baptized in that space. There was one time a postal worker drove up, and he was so upset that we were in there shooting and he couldn't get his sandwich.
See?
To have the locals
Passion.
pop in and be excited for us, but also like, damn, that was telling me everything, you know, as an outsider. And we still get to go there every once in a while, you know, shooting exteriors and that sort of thing. But it was, I just feel like I'm still learning so much to be in that kitchen, to bump into each other, to deal with, you know. Anyway, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we were talking about every character being deeply flawed, and you know, this is a critically acclaimed series. I mean, it's hugely popular, and it's because, you know, those people are flawed, and that dark comedy aspect, it just makes the characters so authentic and real, and really, most importantly, relatable, right?
I hope so. I mean, that's my hope, that when we were told it was being picked up, at first I thought, you know, this is super specific and niche, where I'm having a great time. I love it. But, you know, are people going to really, you know, connect? And so to see how relatable it is to everyone, it speaks to the truth, to the depth, to what we need. I saw this woman running a little pizza shop, this tiny little Latina, and all she would do is, I never went back. It wasn't near me. I just happened to roll in on a cold day. And she was running this joint like she was the general.
Love that.
Wasn't yelling. Mm-hmm. She would just walk in and out from the kitchen. And the men who worked there, just, it was palpable how they would snap to attention. And for me, that was a big hint as to who Tina is.
It's like being an orchestra director, instructor, right? I mean,
yeah. When I was, I got to spend a few days at Contra, this restaurant downtown, Chinatown, fantastic Michelin, and the kitchen was so tiny. But so I just stood wedged in between the cutting boards and the trash, and just watched what you say, the choreography.
But I love that you say that. That's, because I know this in the past, that you've gone to other restaurants and went to the kitchen because you want your own character to be authentic and kind of understand who that person is and who those people are in other kitchens.
Yeah, I mean, it's the least I could do, right, is to honor these chefs and this kitchen staff who, it's so hard and so complicated. And yet I learned there's no way I could ever reach their level. But I want to give it my all, because while there's as much to learn in what they're not saying to each other.
Interesting.
Not all about like screaming and banging things and how they communicate non-verbally.
Yeah.
Was fascinating to me.
That's cool. That's cool. And speaking of being a cook on the show, you did some cooking on YouTube that I saw. They're quick. They're fun. Are these, which I love that you're getting into it even, you know, outside of the show. So like, are the recipes family recipes, just personal favorites? Like, how did you pick some of those?
Personal favorite, personal family stuff. You know, this is how, we show love. It's like we cook for each other. Our favorite Puerto Rican favorites, you know, arroz con gandules, you know, rice and peas, roast pork, and mixing it up. It's simple, but it's not, because it's ancient. So this was the first time I had to force myself to learn how to measure things.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because you got to post that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And writing it down so it could be, you know, in order to actually share it, you got to go beyond just like, you know, whenever grandma spirit tells me to stop adding things, that's when you stop.
Right.
So I'm glad I'm able to really hone that in.
You know, there's a lot of people too that grew up with their kitchens being the center point of the house, but not for all families. And, you know, the dining rooms kind of go unused and the front rooms go unused, but now the centerpiece, the way they're building houses and condos and apartments now, you know, the kitchen is really the centerpiece of somebody's home.
Yeah, I don't know how my grandmothers did it.
Right.
I lose my mind if there's more than four people I have to serve. To think like they were in these tiny kitchens serving so many of us, and they seem so chill about someday. Someday.
I love that. I love that. Well, listen, before I let you go, and this has been something we've been talking about on air for a while, something I read, you are a board game queen and you play with your family, including your grandkids. And you know how hard it is to get anybody at any age to put down their phone or their games or their social media. And for my family too, and this is where I find like a little kindred spirit between us here, is like that's an important thing to me, is to put those phones down and sit at the table on a rainy afternoon or whenever it is. And throw some board games on the table, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say like I have them, but I never win.
It's all
My
right.
grandson is the Monopoly. He's 14 and he's so smart. We were just with them. We went to visit them yesterday. And, him and his, my husband, David Zaya, is also an actor. I mean, they go at it and at chess and, so yeah, I mean that's still he's 14
Yeah.
and he's got a lot going on,
Yeah,
but
right.
man, I'm so grateful that he can he still loves sitting down with Papa,
Yeah.
and as he calls him, Papa Liza, my mama, so
Yeah.
and he David is Papa Liza, and they still get down and they go at it full on, and my husband doesn't let him win.
Oh no, you can't do that. That's no fun then, because they'll figure that out. Yeah, they'll figure that out at some point. Well, The Bear season two now on Hulu. If you haven't seen season one, if you haven't seen the series, you got to binge it. It is a great, great performance by a talented group of cast members. Great story, and it's about Mr. Beef here in Chicago. So great talking to you, Liza, and getting to know you. And you have a great weekend.
Same. Thank you, David. You too.